everybody. This is Patricia laughing my way through the beginning of my show. I'm here on the in the Azores Islands, where my dolphin clan is and where I come to find that connection, leaping into the middle of the ocean to be with them. So that's what I'm doing for the next couple of weeks. And you're listening to Beyond the Matrix, the radio show that dares you to think outside the box of convention. Now, here's the dilemma. I've announced to my, let's say, public that this is my last show. I've done this before and recanted because so many people have asked me to stay. And I'm convinced, absolutely sure that I'm going to do it this time because there are so many other things I've got cooking. And then wonderful people say, please, 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 Patricia, don't give up on your show. We need this information. What's a girl to do? So here I am. I don't have a guest today because I was going to say my goodbyes and celebrate all the amazing people that have been on. And let's see how I feel by the end of the show. I want to also tell you that I am in a horrific storm here. We've got, I would say, close to hurricane force winds, and the connections for phone and internet have been dropping. So if I drop, which has happened certainly before, please bear with us. We'll try to get me back. And if not, it's in the stars, as they say. So here I am. It is, I'd like to talk about what we're all going through now. Not that I ever ignore the subject, but with an eye toward the intensity of what's happening and the amazing brilliance of the light forces that are rising into position at this time. We get so much bad news. I don't shirk from it. I really believe that we, and I've stated over and over again, that we need to be able to face any fear, any trouble, any danger, anything that's thrown our way, and not hide from it because it's too painful to talk about. And in so doing, empowering the other side to go about their business. So never have I shirked. I think you'll agree if you're a regular listener to the show. And I'd like to just quickly recall some of the amazing people I've had on the show. The subjects that I cover range from the absurd to the incredible. And I say that tongue in cheek. But I've had wonderful guests such as Stanton Friedman, who is someone I admire with his visions of the UFO phenomenon. I love having grounded people on that can speak from a scientific position as well, so that we don't get labeled woo-woo people, but that we ground our information in balancing the left and right brain, if we want to position it that way, and find truth more and more. Something that we have to be extraordinarily discerning to reach, because there's more and more disinformation and there are more and more people, let's face it, in fantasy. So I bring you these people who I believe and truly hold dear to me, who are walking that line, balancing the two sides of the issues and trying to make sense out of the evolutionary journey that we're on, the process of disclosure, which, of course, I'll talk about as we proceed through the show, but the process of officializing that versus the obvious ongoing opening to that that we're experiencing daily, something that I highlight all the time. It's funny, you know, we're waiting for somebody to get out on their bandstand like Obama or some other leader. I use the word loosely. And, oops, why, that sounded like a sarcastic remark. Not me. Waiting for someone to get out on their official bandstand and say, okay, it's official. We have ET reality. We acknowledge it. And yet, you know, we go from hearing not so more than 2 years ago about the mysterious fossilized bacteria on the Mars rock and how that was poo-pooed as being not real. And then suddenly we're talking about the army is talking about what to do when aliens invade. These huge quantum leaps in disinformation are very interesting. So I try to, as best I can on this show, balance it out with experts in many fields. We've had the wonderful Alfred Weber on, Andrew Bajago talking about time travel, talking about their experiences, in the case of Andrew, of walking in Mars, in the subterranean community of Mars. And this is becoming more and more important and more emphasized in current exopolitics information. So if you're interested in that, time travel and the truth about what is really going on as far as 40 years, 50 years of CIA traveling through time tunnels or whatever, you need to tune into exopolitics. Somebody said to me once, they didn't know, they weren't too sure about Alfred Weber. And I said, was he for real or not? And I said, well, he's for real. And I say this with all the love, Alfred. He's either nuts or he's the most enlightened guy on the planet. And I really think that he and Andrew Bajago are anything but nuts, and that their understanding and experience of this new phenomenon, well, not new, but this possibility, probability that man and other forms of life are going back and forth through time tunnels or equipment, whatever you want to call that. This is a very present reality for exploration in the alternative community, and scientists too are now bringing forward this information. So we've had him on a couple of times, and I've been his guest as well. Boy, have we had some pretty out there conversations. It's just so wonderful to be able to speak with such brilliant people about such formerly impossible things to discuss. And here we are now at a time when we can openly discuss things that are just marginal for the masses, but not for us, beyond the matrix. And I've told many of you, as a child, I already had contact. It's interesting, having spoken with so many people that have had that are contactees or have had some sort of abduction experience, that my experiences as a contactee have always been very positive. I've never experienced or have no recall of anything resembling the classic description of abduction. It's always been these amazing beings, these light beings that speak to me. And as a child, you've heard me speak about them being these little blue beings that would talk to me about other dimensions and things. And then, of course, now this has been identified to me as the Syrian High Council, which I still continue to connect with and bring forward in the many works that I've done over the years. All right, let's talk about who else. What other subjects? Crop circles, I've had the wonderful Patty Greer on. I've had Suzanne Taylor, Andy Thomas, wonderful people, all with a different slant on the phenomenon. And I've got my own. I'm a veteran, they call me, because I've been going into the crop circles since 1996, when the fated visit into the crop circles ended up in me losing consciousness there for 2 hours. And in those 2 hours, losing time, traveling somewhere far, far away, coming back crashed into my body and experiencing plasma, beings walking around that were from another dimension, and even men in black, which was interesting. let's see, what have we talked about? Margellans, all of these subjects are really on the edge and finally coming forward, where more and more people understand what's going on. And I do take pride in the fact that I've never stepped back from talking about them. I've never held back, and I will never, read my lips, ever be in fear. Never. So Morgellons is something that we have to pay attention to. This is a pretty much, I would believe that this is some sort of ET phenomenon, and I'm not talking about the good guys. And if you don't know about Magellan's, you need to investigate it and find out about it. This disease that has people seeing blue, green, yellow tubes wriggling around under their skin. And a number of very important people are doing great work on that. One of my guests was Russell Altman, who works nonstop to help people with Magellan's. He developed this product, Nutrisilver, which seems to at least abate the situation. But nonetheless, this is something that I believe is coming directly from the chemtrails. So pay attention to that. And of course, there is the subject of chemtrails. Here I am. Let me interrupt myself by saying I have no script here. As usual, it's all just coming from the heart. So if I jump around or lose my mind for a minute, just know that it's Pat trying to focus enough to bring you a show that I thought was going to be very differently presented, because I was pretty sure this was going to be my farewell, but uh-oh, maybe not. Okay, so I'm sitting here in the Azores Islands. This is 2 hours and a half flight west from the coast of from Lisbon. And it sits not exactly midway between Europe and Canada, but it's relatively in the middle of the ocean, of the Atlantic. And yet, I have a sky full of chemtrails, to greatly disheartening me, because I thought I could escape them somewhere. But here they are. That dispels the idea that chemtrails are about depopulating any given region, because this is a very underpopulated island. So anyway, there they are. Yes, sirree. I do believe that soon we are going to absolutely have to stop this phenomenon of the chemtrails. More and more people are becoming vocal about it. And some politicians now are taking a stand. And I really do believe that this is about to change, and hopefully we're going to have a breakthrough, because this cannot continue this way. It's absolutely unacceptable. So let's put a lot of that energy that I spoke about at the beginning of light workers rising into stopping the chemtrails. Now, a lot of people are afraid of being vocal. And that's understandable, considering that it's, let's say, we're getting to the point where we're looking at a Gestapo situation as far as any form of alternative media, any stand against any government, any vocalization of disapproval, and you're threatened with every manner of punishment. And it's going to take a lot of courage to continue to stand tall and speak your truth and be unafraid. And that's what I've been doing on this show. I've been calling you to that. I've been calling out to you, saying, stand in your truth, open your mind, speak to others, and make a difference. And we are. I don't mean we, this audience of people who are tuned in. We, the lightworkers of this planet, are. Never lose sight of the fact that the numbers of lightworkers on this planet are just growing exponentially. I have my own personal experience of this, traveling around the world, doing workshops, speaking, and teaching, and seeing just extraordinary numbers of people opening, knowledgeable, prepared, and, of course, claiming their starseed heritage. It's a wonderful phenomenon to see, and yet we need to be stronger. We need to be more united, stronger, and more vocal. So that's my rallying call to you. Right, back on all the wonderful subjects that I've had over the years. God, 5 years I've been working on BBS Radio. How the time flies when you're having fun. What other great topics? Oh my God, I can't even begin to sum them all up. Needless to say, one of my great passions, and all of you know it, is the plight of my love for the whales and dolphins and all the animal kingdom, and the plight of the seas and oceans of our world. And you may know that as of a month ago, my organization, Save Earth's Oceans, Inc., has received approval for nonprofit status. That was a test of commitment, getting through that process, but I have, thanks to also a wonderful support person who is behind me on this. And so soon, once we get the last bureaucratic things out of the way, we will start our work across the planet. We actually already have. We're gathering information now, and thanks also to Vincent and Pablo for the work they're doing, and Elisa for her support, and so many others of you who are ready to help but waiting for the signal. So hang in there, because we are moving forward, and I will be presenting a platform from which we'll be working on various aspects of serving the support of the animal kingdom, particularly the cetaceans of the oceans. So it's Save Earth's Oceans, Inc., and SaveEarthsOceans.com will be the website. We're not operative yet. Sorry, SaveEarthsOceans.org. We're not up yet, but many of you have offered to help. Many of you are eager to donate, and I'm so grateful to have your trust and support. Some of the things we'll be doing are supporting other organizations that are doing great work. One of these, of course, is Blue Voice Hardy Jones, who has been on my show twice or three times even, and his take and approach to how to stop the killing of dolphins, for example, in Japan, is to educate the Japanese to the fact that the eating of dolphin meat is one of the most toxic things they can do. So he's been trying to educate them and teach them of the toxicity in that process. But it goes on. Of course, Japan now is faced with radiation, which is something I'm going to be talking about today. And I imagine that if they're still eating dolphin meat in highly radiated waters and with all the mercury poisoning, then I just don't know what else to say to the Japanese people. But at any rate, Hardy Jones is doing good work. He's been investigating the slaughter of dolphins, the death of dolphins in Peru, up to about 1,200 dolphins now beaching themselves in Peru. And nobody seems to know, but it finally comes out that their acoustic brain is simply being shattered by some sort of sonar. Gee whiz, I wonder if we've ever talked about that before. In fact, my last show, I had Rosalind Peterson on, another person I've had on a few times. We talked about the military, the new five programs in the various oceans of the world, not just around the American coast, that are decimating the oceans with every kind of warfare, every kind of chemical, bomb, sonar equipment, the works. And I have to admit, I was a bit disheartened when I asked people to call in. No one called to speak with Rosalind and see what they could do to help. It's like people, this isn't clear to everyone. These programs are going to be launched in July, the new ones. They've already got other ones going on in July. And we have this window of opportunity to rise, the human race rising and voicing disapproval, the very least, to the Congress and senators who will be voting on this or approving it. It's easy to say, well, it won't make a difference. They've got their agenda. But, you know, agendas can change, but not unless we rise. So if we don't, and they go ahead with this, it's total war on the oceans of the planet Earth. And as I've said before, as long as one dolphin sings, I will give my life to change that. Will you? I know I get pretty emotional sometimes when I talk about them, but if you have never swum with a dolphin or been on the ocean and seen these great whales, it may not affect you as it does me. But now's the time, and the call is constant. I beg of you to get out of your comfort zone and take action. We really have to take action now. And that requires, as I said, courage and a loud, strong voice. And I know you're there, and I know you can do that. Now the question comes, what is Pat going to do? Is this my last show or not? It's going to be up to you. Let me know what you want me to do. Because if there's really no support, if I don't hear from you, come on, Pat, stay with us, then this is the last show. And I'm not trying to maneuver anyone, but I can be persuaded. So here's the call-in number, 888-627-6008. It's toll-free. Or if you're calling from outside the USA and Canada, it's 530-327-7602. Call me, ask me any question about any show that I've put on the air or anything else that I can answer for you, and let's get a dialogue going, light workers. All right, I'm waiting to hear from you. Okay, I just got an email. Hold on a minute. Somebody writes and says, what about the other animals? And why are you only speaking about the oceans? And of course, I don't only speak about the oceans. I'm an animal advocate, and I have asked for support for so many animals. I've brought to you shows about the testing of chemicals on animals and alternatives to that. And so, no, I'm not only concerned about the whales and dolphins, of course not. Man's inhumanity to the animal species is almost more than I can bear, and yet there are so many amazing people doing wonderful things to help the animals. So, be one. See? Nobody's calling. Isn't that amazing? All right, well, as I said, I was planning this to be my last show. And the reason for that is just I have so many things going on. Here's what's on the horizon. I've got SaveEarthsOceans.org, which is going to be taking up a lot of time. I have a new tarot deck that's just come out. Well, it's not out yet. The Syrian Starseed Tarot. And it is co-designed with artist Alisa Bartha, who is a wonderful metaphysical artist and a dear friend. And we've worked together on this for over 6 months now. In fact, 6 months to do an entire tarot deck and a 100-page book. Just a little guidance, I think. So that will be out soon, and I'll be working with that. I'd like to teach people how to use the tarot as a tool for transformation and for the opening of the pineal gland, which so many people are eager to achieve. And it's exciting. So stay tuned for that. There'll be more information coming out to you in these days. And we've just put up our website, which is SyrianStarseedTarot.com. Have a look. I hope you enjoy that. I have a Peru trip coming up. It's called The Path of Mastery. This is with the wonderful Malku, who is considered a master teacher in the Andean tradition and a master shaman. Hold on, we do have a call. Yay! Hi, caller!
Hello?
Who's calling?
Yeah, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for calling in. Yay!
Yeah, I almost called last week when you asked for calls with Rosalind, but she was doing such a wonderful, thorough job, I didn't want to even consider interrupting her. So I did hear you before saying that you were disheartened by the lack of response last week, but for my part, that's why I didn't call.
Thank you for that.
But anyway, this is my second plea to you today to continue your show. If you wish to do so in a modified format where you're talking more as you are today than interviewing someone, that would be fine with me since you're actually the show as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful for that. Well, you know, because I don't ever work with a script, I'm an intuitive, and a lot of times I've got information coming through, and it's always like very daring to just come on the radio and not have an agenda. But yes, I do. If I do stay, I would like to do more more speaking. I realize that a lot of people have asked me that, if we could do an occasional show where I'm just speaking, like the one where you might have caught, which I did, which was I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that one?
I've listened to pretty much all of your shows, and I did hear that one. You went on for quite a while in that vein. In fact, also.
It was so exciting because people were actually calling me saying that they were standing on the balcony saying, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. It was very invigorating. But thank you, Bruce. I really appreciate it. And it's people like you that make me want to continue doing the show, which I really do love. It's just a matter of trying to fit all the things in my life that are important.
Yeah,
but thank you for calling in. And by the end of the show, I will make a decision.
Okay.
All right, thanks, bye. Bruce. You're a star. Thank you. Okay, wow, all the switchboards are filled up. Okay, we've got another person. Can you, Don, who's online? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Nana. Is this Nana?
It's Nana. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Nana.
Hi, I'm calling from Detroit, and I've been listening to you for over a year. Then you went biweekly on us.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know that I really appreciate everything you're doing, and I understand what you're doing, and I'm working here with you in assistance, and that all your love is permeating the planet.
Oh,
you're truly an awesome light worker and lover of humanity, and humanity is the dolphins and the whales.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. You've got a tough job out there in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm working on it. The chemtrails. Ah!
God, I'm proud of you being there and anchoring light there. I know that this is a place that's really in difficulty right now. Oh, you got your share of chemtrails,
yeah, but
too?
We're winners, and no doubt. Shine your light. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm asking from the bottom of my heart. You know we're on the ascension, and it won't be long, and their turn is over.
Oh, yeah.
So
don't worry about that.
That.
Whether I'm on the radio or not, I will never stop doing what I'm doing. I'm a
dedicated. Oh, I know that.
Or,
you can. It's your mission.
Yeah.
It's a profound mission, and like I say, I appreciate you, you know, being on the radio and being the intuitive for, you know, the Pleiadian High Council, or Syrian. I just love you, your spirit. I found you. I thought you were my twin sister, and you were the only one yelling, yay, because I yay all the time.
That is an honor, Nana. I really appreciate you calling in. Really, really appreciate it.
Well,
you keep
anchoring
the light, girlfriend.
My heart is with yours, and that we're changing the world, and your part has been awesome because I know more, even the light of the dome and you moving there. This is a profound mission, and you have fulfilled it exceptionally, and I thank you.
Oh, you touched my heart. Thank you, Nana.
Well, you've touched mine. I see you. I love you. I can feel you. So just whatever it is you do, just keep being happy and know that we won.
Thank you. You gave me goosebumps. That's a good sign.
It's in effect. It's in effect. No doubts. It's happening. We won. Yay.
That's it.
Love you. And let all the other people tell you how much. I'm going to get off
the phone, Angel.
Now. Right. Okay. Feel me. I'm with you. Feel me, girlfriend.
I feel you, girlfriend. You gave me goosebumps.
All right. Well, I'm for real. You can feel me. You know I'm your sister.
Yes,
okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm still undercover. But I'll be out soon.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for everything. Bye.
Okay. I've got another caller on the line, Dawn. A whole family saying this show is too important to lose. Well, I'm really appreciating the support, people. Thank you. Have we got another caller, Dawn? Hold on. I think we've got another caller.
Hello?
Patricia. Hello? Who's calling, please?
Debbie from New York.
Hello, Debbie. Thank you for calling in. I'm really grateful.
I can't believe it. I just discovered your show today. I couldn't wait to listen. I tune in and I find out it's your last show. You can't do this.
Well...
I want to know what I can do to help.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, what did you want to say, or do you have a question?
I want to know what I can do to help.
Help in what way? Help the planet?
No, you were asking for help with Congress.
Oh, okay, yeah. We need to... All right, so the military, the Navy, has this program. And they have a window of from now until the end of June where they're taking public commentary about these programs, which are five-year war experimentation on the oceans. And we're talking every kind of bomb, every kind of chemical, sonar, every imaginable. They're going to be bombing the oceans from the air. Sonar, and you just can't believe it, all right? And
I can't believe no one's talking about this.
I am, and Rosalind Peterson is another person who's been on my show a lot, and she is. You can find out more about this by going to her website, which is, agriculture. Oh, I'm not quite sure the name of the website, but you can find it by Googling Rosalind Peterson. She's a real warrior, and she's pleading with people to write to their congressman, to call and ask for clarification about this Navy attack on the oceans and to stop them. And she apparently, some years ago, she was able to delay the programs because of rallying so many people. But now they're going for it, going for broke. If they do what they intend to do, they're going to take out 15 million whales and dolphins, not to mention polluting the oceans to extinction. This is happening. It's not theory.
Well, I'll go to that website and I'm going to do everything. I'm going to, you know, send it to everybody I know.
Fantastic. The thing is, as you know, the mainstream media don't go to these places. It's up to us, the alternative media, and people like you who are awake and care and are willing to get out of the box of comfort zone and take action. So I've been spending my life bringing people this information and doing my best to make a difference. So please, please, please tell everyone.
That's why this can't be your last show. See, I wouldn't have known about this. If I hadn't tuned in today, you would have been gone.
Oh boy. Well, I'm getting persuaded. Easy, Mark. I don't really know. I make this bold stand. That's it. I've got to stop. I've got other priorities, et cetera, et cetera. And then I hear from wonderful people like you. And yeah, maybe I have a few more shows left in me. So thank you so much for calling in. I'm really, really
great. Thank you.
You go out there, make a difference now.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye. Well, thank you all for calling in and voicing that. I really it's nice to have a little validation or a little shot in the arm occasionally. And I really am grateful for that. So it looks like I'm already swinging to the other side. Are you listening, Don? I sound pretty giddy, don't I? I think it must be all this wind. These are hurricane force winds. Boy. So needless to say, I have yet to be out on the ocean because since I've been here, the wind has been the trees are blowing sideways, for goodness sakes. But speaking of ocean, here's a subject that nobody wants to talk about. And I have to say that it's not my favorite one either. In fact, it's probably the thing that upsets me the most. And I call people to be in fearlessness, but this is as close to fear as I can get, and that is the radiation and the Fukushima situation. We don't talk about it. It's not on the media. People are flabbergasted when I tell them what's going on with the Fukushima situation and how it's spreading across the North American continent. And what are we going to do about this? And because as a child, I had to live through the Bay of Pigs incident. Now, I was young, mind you, but I remember it. I remember being so terrified that I went down into the basement in our house, and always the inquisitive child, I wrote to the Civil Defense Department for what they called preparedness kits in case of a nuclear attack. And my father was not very, let's say, loving or yielding. So I couldn't really verbalize this fear to my parents. My mother would have certainly listened, but I didn't want to put her in a position to have to negotiate for me. So I secretly gathered up all this information and started building what a 12-year-old mind could concoct as a bomb shelter. Reading all these manuals, buying all these batteries and things, and nicking all these things from the kitchen. So my mother would say, "I don't believe this. I bought 2 cans of tomato sauce and they're gone. And I know I had a can of peas," and it was me nicking all this stuff and bringing them down to the shelter. And only later, when we got through that crisis and I was 14, my father found this box, these 2 big boxes down in the basement full of all these provisions. And he had a chuckle about it and he said, "What is this about?" And I was confronted with this unbelievable survival fear as a somewhat older child who had made it through that emergency. And I tell you this very personal thing because in these days, oops, have we got another caller? Hold on. I think we've got another caller. Caller, caller.
Hello.
Are you there? Hello.
Oh,
who's
yes.
This?
Hi, it's Therese.
Hello, Therese. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you, Pat. I was wondering if your Syrian seal is still available now, or do you have some made up? Or?
Yes, it's available on my website at syrianrevelations.net. I have
Great.
The copper. And the only thing okay. is I'm away from home for 3 weeks, so if you order it now, it will be delayed in getting to you.
Oh, that's not a problem. I can wait 3 weeks. I've waited this long. Also, could you tell us more about the Halls of Amenti? And can anyone go there through meditation?
Oh, boy. Okay. Can anyone reach the Halls of Amenti? Well, the Halls of Amenti have been... Yes?
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, I don't know. How did you pronounce it?
I said Amenti just because how it's spelled, but if it's Egyptian, you would think Amenti. I don't know.
I'm not sure the Halls of Amenti are Egyptian. Let's say that they are otherworldly and that they're other-dimensional. Some people believe the holes of Aminti are directly related to Agartha. Others believe that this is a fourth dimensional reality that's related to Egypt. Others believe that it's related to Atlantis, and still others that it's just another dimensional realm altogether. But I do think that the experiencing of whole, of that reality has everything to do with your, let's say, your spiritual advancement. And I kind of don't know how to answer this question. Can anybody reach the halls of Amenti? Because anybody can do anything, as far as I'm mm-hmm. concerned. It has everything to do with your spiritual journey, your attunement, and your intention.
But you're so much more intuitive than most people are. And yeah, so thank you for being on the air and doing what you do. Would your meditations help in astral travel or interdimensional travel, or what are they mainly for? Because I see that on the website. It says channeled meditations, but I don't know the purpose.
The CD that I have is have prepared is channeled from the Syrians. It's the funniest thing. I went into a recording studio without a thing except for my Tibetan bowl and came out with this channeled CD, which the studio guy was like, "You can't be serious." But yeah, there are a few very, very powerful meditations there. One particularly is the soul retrieval meditation, which I teach in my workshops, and the DNA activation, which is also what I teach in my workshop. So they are definitely very powerful tools. And are you accomplished in meditation?
I do, but I have such a short attention span that I just, my mind wanders. And so I really find it difficult. So I thought, putting on headphones and having a guided meditation would help?
Yeah, really. A lot of people tell me that they really experience the DNA activation from the CD. So by all means, get it and see if if you work with it. And where are you located?
So you don't have... I'm sorry, so you don't have to do it in person in a workshop then? This would help?
It would help, but it would be really great if you could come and be part, because the workshops... just the people, the energy of all these loving people in these workshops is just remarkable. And creating that sacred space with so many people, quite miraculous things occur. Where are you located?
I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Which side is that? Sorry for my ignorance. East Coast?
Right in the middle. We're the center of the universe here. It's right in the middle. It's above North Dakota.
Okay, well, I very may well be coming to Toronto to do a workshop and conference in November. So stay tuned, and maybe you can come and take part.
Oh, so stay tuned means, like, if I were to listen to you on the radio, you mean?
Oh, that's a clever segue. Yes, I'll still be
thank
here.
You so much. Thank you so thank much, you. Patricia. And I have my own crystal skull. It's a modern one, but it's a 14-pound super clear quartz, and so I'm hoping to see some images, because I noticed in one of your books you meditated with the Mitchell Hedges.
Yes,
and
indeed.
You saw what looked like the saucer, and I thought that was so neat.
Yeah, I've got another 13 skulls that I work with at home. I've got a circle of 12 and a master skull, which is the Mayan skull that was gifted to me at Palenque by the shaman there. So work with your skull. They're powerful tools. It doesn't matter if it's a recent one or not. I mean, obviously it'd be fantastic to work with Shana Ra or Max. But in the meantime, the intention is there and the vibration is there. So work with your skull. And when you meditate, put it in your auric field. Have the skull with you when you meditate, inside your field, in your
energy field. Okay.
Alrighty?
And it's funny you should mention the 12, because I just ordered 12 and I'm waiting for it. So I can put myself in the middle of the 12 then.
Excellent. That's the way to do it. You be the master.
Good. Okay, thank you very much, Patricia.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now where was I? I was talking about nuclear holocaust. I laugh about it now, but it is a very serious situation on the planet. And again, because of that recall of being that terrified as a child, I am very, very concerned about this. And amazed, as much as I can be amazed about anything that goes on with the government, that nobody seems to do a thing about it at the government level. So we've got the UN meeting to decide whether or not to bomb Iraq because we do need more war. There's not enough on the planet. And Yemen, and we know the scoreboard where we're bringing democracy. And meanwhile, oops, that was sarcastic again. Got to stop that. Meanwhile, Fukushima rages out of control. So pay attention to this. And as much as I do not want to suggest being in fear, it is time to start thinking about what you're going to do for your body, for your health, because we're getting this all over the planet. Even if you want to ignore it, it's happening. But there are things you can do to facilitate, let's say, blocking some of the damage that can come from low-grade radiation poisoning. So one of these, of course, is very strong doses of vitamin C. I just posted on Facebook a beautiful article that I read about the different things that can be done to offset some of this radiation poisoning. But it's time to pay attention to it. And of course, speak out about it. And demand from these leaders that an explanation why no one is doing anything about it be given to the human race. Now, another very important thing to be taking is kelp. Make sure you get kelp, of course, that is pre-Fukushima, so that you're not taking it in with the kelp. But that's what I'm doing. I'm taking doses of kelp and megadosing vitamin C, and I'd like you all to think about that and find out what's the story. Let's get this story out. Let's get the force the mainstream to talk about it instead of going about their business pretending like it's not happening. Well, I've had an interesting time with you. I can't believe I've got 5 minutes left. And I came on with the intention of saying goodbye to all of you wonderful support, wonderful light workers, bright people. And here I am recanting once again. Yes, I will stay. I love bringing you these wonderful minds and rallying you to action. And as best as I can, spreading empowerment, love, and celebration, but looking at the dark side, examining it, picking it apart so that there's no little dark corner to fear, because fear is the destroyer, and we have to rise above the fear. I want to thank you once again. I know I solicited your calls, but you did call nonetheless. And I really, really appreciate the reinforcement. And Deb, I'm glad you just tuned in for the first time, and it won't be the last time. With all of this and emails flooding in and all of your support, I recant. Don't think I'm a sissy. It's just... it's just what I got to do, I guess. And Don and Doug, of course, thank you for making it easier for me to make that decision. And with that, I guess I had said that I was going to lead a meditation on the air. And instead, we used up the air time. So that will come down the road. I'd like to give you the gift of actually leading the DNA activation meditation on the air. That'll be somewhere down the road in a few weeks. when I reorganized because I thought I would be not back on. So stay tuned for that. And please know that my Sacred Journey programs are almost full. So there are about three places left on the England Magical Mystery Tour, which you gotta do. If there's any way possible, you can make it. This is an amazing journey. We visit the crop circles. We go through sacred England. It's a shamanic journey. It is an amazing time. And I've got three places left for that. And the Peru Journey of Mastery is filling up. So as I was telling you earlier, that is being guided by the master shaman and Andean master teacher, Malku. And that is going to be something. So if either of those work for you, the England trip is July 16th to 26th and includes the DNA intensive of level 1 and level 2. It's a very powerful program and it's part of the journey. Or you can take just the workshop if you'd like to do that, if you can't join the journey. And Peru is October 12 to 25. And I think that's it. I hope to be in Toronto in November. I'm all over the place at the moment. I've been in Kazakhstan with my dear star sisters and beautiful, beautiful souls who I greet. I've been in St. Petersburg with wonderful, wonderful people, and my greetings to Misha and Julia. And I will be coming to a town near you, but I will not be in the United States anytime soon. I have one last caller. Yes, please put them through, Don.
Patricia?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sandy from New York. I just want to say, yay. I'm so glad to hear you're going to continue your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Isn't that embarrassing, making the decision on the air?
Well, not really. I'm just glad you made it. And I did want to thank you for your DNA activation, the guided meditation. Whenever I put it on, my cats all gather around me, and we just go into this great state of bliss.
Oh, that's
so thank
wonderful.
You for that.
That's amazing. And, the animals are so sensitive.
Now, are you ever going to come to the U.S. ever again?
I'm not sure about that. I'll have to see how things go.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can make it to Toronto then.
Yeah, Toronto's close to New York.
Right.
Well, I hope to see you there. At the moment, I have no real desire to come. Because I don't like the energies that are at work, but I really miss the people. But the closest thing I can suggest is Toronto, which I'm pretty sure will be in November, and I'll have more information about that soon. And I will definitely again be in Cabo San Lucas next March, which is a ways away. And it's a very calm and safe place in Mexico, and I'll be there. That's for the West Coast people.
Great. Well, I hope to catch you in one of those appearances.
That would be great, Sandy. Please spread the word and give my love to all the cats.
Will do.
I love it.
Okay. And we'll be listening to you soon.
All righty. I'll be back on 2 weeks from now.
Okay
everybody. That's it. Thanks you so much, Sandy. You've seen me here committed and then changing and back to being committed to bringing you as best I can the light of truth beyond the matrix for people who think outside the box of convention. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your persuasion. And sorry if I had this little glitch in my organizational plans, but it's an honor to be here and bring you wonderful people, wonderful wisdom, and encourage you to soar with the eagles in the free thought zone. And with that, I bid you farewell for today. Nanu, nanu. This is Patricia checking out.